This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, April 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downley. Here's today's headlines. EPA considers suspending herbicide because of health risk. Taylor says Korean trade mission a success and avian influenza spreads. EPA considers suspending herbicide used in vegetables. EPA's warning farm workers of, quote, significant health risk to pregnant individuals and their developing babies from exposure to the herbicide DCPA, Dacthal, and said it will be pursuing action, including possible suspension of the product's registration, the agency said yesterday. EPA is taking this rare step of warning farm workers about these concerns while it works on action to protect workers because of the significant risk the agency has identified, EPA said in a news release. The agency said a mitigation proposal submitted by DCPA registrant MVAC does not adequately address the agency's risk concerns for handlers and post-application workers. Among the elements of that proposal, the company said it would limit DCPA's use to onions, radishes, brassicas, except turnips, and reduce application rates. Brassicas include broccoli and cauliflower. AMVAC did not respond yesterday to a request for comment. Environmental Working Group President Ken Cook said EPA, quote, should have taken action to cancel DCPA uses 10 months ago when it first released these findings and must now act immediately to protect farm workers and others from this dangerous weed killer. EPA said Administrator Michael Regan can issue an order of suspension that would effectively be effective immediately if he determines that an emergency exists, such as that administrative hearing cannot be held before suspending. Any final order of suspension would remain in effect until cancellation proceedings end. Korea trade mission yields results, Taylor says. Agribusinesses participating in a trade mission to Korea reported $67 million in projected 12-month sales as the result of meetings with potential importers and buyers, Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Alexis Taylor told reporters yesterday on a call recapping the trip. U.S. delegation included 36 businesses and 12 ag associations, Taylor said, as well as representatives from states including Arkansas, California, Indiana, Kansas, and North Dakota. Indiana Agriculture Department Director Donald Lamb said the biggest potential for an increase in exports from the U.S. is in the area of beef, pork, and poultry, but also mentioned eggs, noting the presence of the trip of Roseacre Farms, the second largest egg producer in the U.S. Lamb said he found the trip eye-opening, mentioning a trip to the Korean demilitarized zone and the opportunity to see firsthand the strong bond that we have. There's a lot of admiration, I think, both ways. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Two nations added to those with bird flu, APHIS says. The announcement by federal and state agencies yesterday that the second case of bird flu transmission to an individual in the U.S. came the same day the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service added two countries to the list of those affected by high pathogenic avian influenza. The official addition of Kosovo and Mozambique brought to 67 the number of countries subject to the trade restrictions which were imposed in those countries in the fall. More countries are under temporary restrictions, including those the European Poultry Trade Region, excluding the United Kingdom. A person in Texas who was in close contact with dairy cattle has been infected with highly pathogenic avian influenza. Meanwhile, federal agencies reported that dairy cattle in states beyond Kansas and Texas had been infected. New infections were detected in Michigan, New Mexico, and Idaho. Ag and environment groups seek $1.2 billion for NRCS. Dozens of agricultural and environmental groups are pressing House and Senate appropriators to include at least $1.2 billion for conservation operations in the Natural Resources Conservation Operations in the fiscal year 2025 appropriations bill. The category encompasses conservation technical assistance, as well as soil and snow surveys, water supply forecasting, and plant materials centers. Funding for conservation technical assistance is, quote, now more important than ever, the group said in a letter to committee leaders, pointing to the additional conservation program dollars provided by the Inflation Reduction Act. The groups also call for appropriators to maintain, quote, full authorized funding for Farm Bill conservation programs. They specifically mentioned oversubscription of two of these programs, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program. The National Association of Conservation Districts, the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, the American Soybean Association, the National Corn Growers Association, the National Farmers Union, USA Rice, National Wildlife Federation, and Soil and Water Conservation Society were among the groups that signed onto the letter. You can read more in our story on the AgriPulse website. AGCO and Trimble form joint venture to create Precision Ag Company. Ag equipment manufacturer AGCO and ag technology company Trimble closed a joint venture transaction that will create a new Precision Ag-focused company. Both companies announced yesterday. PTX Trimble, the joint venture, quote, enhances AGCO's comprehensive technology offering around guidance, autonomy, precision spraying, connected to farming, data management, and sustainability, the company said in a release. AGCO holds an 85% stake in the joint venture. Trimble holds a 15% stake, the company said. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, April 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.